Hello, Raphael. Thank you so much for agreeing to interview with me on today.
You're quite welcome.
I know that you are a forerunner in the industry, and I can tell. Can you tell me your name?
Yes, Raphael Jimenez.
Okay. And can you also tell me the name of your business?
It's a Premier Event Media. It used to be Premier Event Video Productions, but I shortened the name a couple of years ago.
Okay. Can you tell me how your business works and what a typical day of operation is like for you?
Well, the day typically it varies. It really depends on my workload. I spend most of my time editing. When I do shoot a segment or promotional, it's usually for a couple of hours, and then I'll spend maybe a couple of days preparing and editing. So I usually shoot on location. If I have to travel, I've traveled as far as New York City to do shoots, usually like live concerts and stuff. But it's very rare that I do travel a great distance. Most of what I do is local.
That sounds very interesting. And when you have to go to far places like New York City, are you flying? Are you going by a car or bus? How do you do that?
Usually I travel by car, and the reason I do is because the amount of equipment that I have to take, especially for doing a large event, as a concert. If it's something small, I have taken a couple trips where I have just flown and carried the minimum amount of equipment that I need. But most of the time, it's by vehicle.
Thank you so much. Can you tell me exactly what attracted you to this industry?
Well, this actually started back in the 1980s. It was around 1987 that I got to an interest in doing video production. And back then, of course, technology was a lot different. So equipment was not as affordable as it would be today. But I just one day decided that I wanted to do something for myself, and I love cameras, so I started actually doing weddings. And in 1987, I drew a large clientele of people that wanted special events done, weddings, and just any type of party event.
Wow, that's awesome. So you have a wide variety of things that you still offer.
Hello?
Hi, so you still have a large variety of things that you still offer?
Yes. Well, now it's expanded. I don't do weddings as much anymore. Most of what I do now is promotional. I've shot a couple of commercials, and actually just finished a promotional for the Red Cross about a couple of weeks ago. But my business has evolved. I've gotten away from doing the parties and the special events and weddings, and gotten more into doing commercial type work.
What are some common challenges that you face in your business?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting question. A lot of the challenges that I'm faced with today is the new technology. It's been like a double-edged sword because the technology has changed so much now. It's actually made my job easier as far as editing, but at the same time, technology has also made it easy for someone with just an iPhone to go out and shoot and with almost the same quality that I shoot with. So and that's really actually hurt business, because there are people that now feel they can do things on their own. And so I think the biggest challenge has been technology. It's gotten easier and a lot simpler now for even just the average person to be able to shoot cool quality video. So it's kind of taken away from the business.
Wow. So how do you overcome that challenge?
Well, there are still things that I offer that the average person can't do. I mean, I have high quality editing software, and I focus a lot on quality of sound, which unless you have the right equipment, you can't really duplicate the sound. And I know the average person doesn't have that that type of equipment. So I try to stay a step ahead of everyone as far as equipment and techniques and the like. So I it's just a matter of just staying ahead of technology.
Thank you. What advice could you offer to someone like me who is thinking of starting a new business?
Are you talking about any business?
Yes.
Oh, well, the first thing is to have a business plan. Obviously, it would make the financial sense to have a business plan and to do research on whatever business that you're looking to start, because the first thing you have to do is find out if there is a need for the type of services that you're offering. If you're offering services for something that that doesn't have high demand, obviously you're not going to be able to drum up the business that you need. But if it's something that try to find some type of business that is in high demand and that there's little competition in the area to deal with.
That is great advice, and I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm also going to apply it as I begin to get on my entrepreneurial aspirations. Lastly, I'm going to ask you, would you be willing to serve as a mentor for me as I go through this process, being that you've already accomplished it with having your own business?
Yes, yes, I'd be willing to. Actually, I'd be willing to help anyone that's looking to go in any type of business, as long as they have a plan and a goal and a vision of what their business is like. I'd be willing to help. But yes, I would be more than happy to help.
That's great. Well, again, I want to thank you for taking out time of your busy day. I know you're busy to help me with this interview. This interview is actually for my entrepreneur class that I'm taking at Western Carolina University. So I will be uploading this video in the morning, and I appreciate your time on today.
You're quite welcome. And as I said, I am available if you want to pursue any type of a business that I can help you with.
I will definitely be calling you in the near future.
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.